time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. I apologize for going late, but we literally went live 15 seconds after the roster cuts were announced, which they came in late. And typically, I told you guys this if you listened to the show yesterday, like there is no way that the cuts are going to be announced before the deadline. They were not. And so they just came through. It's 1:39 Pacific time currently. And so the 49ers 53-man roster set, so many surprises, probably the biggest surprise negative, which I think I'm going to be honest. I think the 49ers did a relatively good job. But Sebastian Valdez, that was the big kick in the stomach. Like it happens every year. Very youthful, promising player at a major position of need with great upside. Gets released, people get upset. That's the one that was like, the Sebastian Valdez cut. That's the one that really, really, really got me. And so we're going to go through all the players that were waived. We're going to go through waived, cut, released, IR, PUP, NFI, all those things. We're going to go over the 53-man roster and what we have now. We call this the 53-man, the final or the initial. It's going to change tomorrow. The 49ers is going to make it. And so just case in point, you know, one of the surprise cuts, they cut the punter, Thomas Morstead. There's no punter on this roster currently. So just to put into perspective, things are going to change. It's a fluid situation, but now you're at your 53-man kind of roster initially. Now you're going to build out the practice squad, 16 players. You're going to kind of make a couple more additions. The 49ers are 11th in waiver wire. Now, waiver wire, and a lot of this show, I'm sorry, I'm so behind in the chat because I know that the show started before whatever, so I apologize for that. I'm going to work my way through this, but a lot of this is just going to be helping to understand and dispel a lot of misgivings or misnomers about how this process works. So the 49ers are 11th in the waiver wire. That does not mean they get the 11th best player. The way the waivers work, especially early on in the season, is the team that it picks one, the Tennessee Titans, can claim 20 players with that one spot. You get as many players as you want. Team two gets as many players as they want, all the way down to 11. So you can put it, and I'm going to go through a list. I have a ridiculous list, been tracking all day, all week, or last couple days, on just players that I think could fit. Doesn't mean I think the 49ers should claim all of those. That's not what I'm saying at all. But that's what we're going to pay attention to. Shout out to my man, Ben. And yeah, I echo this sentiment completely. The two biggest surprises for me were Sebastian Valdez and Dallas Flowers. Sebastian Valdez, obviously the upside, one of the most consistent defensive tackles the 49ers have had. He stayed healthy, but he's gone. And Dallas Flowers, who I think was their cornerback three. Now, I know Upton Stout and how excited they are for him and all that stuff, but it seems like they went with Darrell Luter Jr. over Dallas Flowers. I think that is a major mistake. Darrell Luter Jr. has been one of the worst players on this roster since he was drafted. It's hard to think of any positive moments he's had, but he's good against the run. He's a quality special teams player whenever he's not causing fumbles on his own team in the Super Bowl multiple times last season. But he has the build. He has the speed. He has the length. He has the aggressiveness. Just can't cover. And literally every single team, even in the preseason, targets him and picks on him. And it goes well for every single team that's done. I think he had one pass breakup in his entire career, and that was in the preseason. But, yeah, so, like, again, you know, I'm not a bootlicker. I'm not going to sit here and tell you every move was perfect. I'm also not clickbait and going to tell you the 49ers got it wrong and they're horrible. No. For me, the truth lies in the middle. And so there are some moves that I am critical of. Those are two. But some of the moves that I freaking love, Drew Moss made the roster, baby. Absolutely love that. So in kind of a surprising fashion, the 49ers released Nick Sakel, beloved Brock Purdy roommate. Like Chris Forrester, freaking adopted child, they moved on from him. So that's huge because there is still a shred of meritocracy that is left in these Fighting Four spots. Chase Lucas made the roster. Dude was player of the camp, player of preseason. Dude, it was incredible. I'm so happy. I think that is so healthy for the locker room. I truly, truly do. Because with that, you show everybody, look, what you do matters, and we're going to reward those that do well. We're going to reward those that do well. Right here, Cam's dad, Flowers and Gage will be signed to the practice squad. So let's go through the names of cuts. Let's do that first, and this is going to be a little cumbersome. But this is what happens whenever you have to release 37 players. Tanner Mordecai, Carter Bradley, both released, and not only released, injury designations, meaning they ain't coming back this year. So those two guys, DUN, done for the 49ers. Jaylen Allen, Shaquille Brown, Keyshawn Vaughn, Isaiah Prince, another IR player not coming back. Tariq Owens, Dallas Flowers, we just talked about. Jeff Wilson shined, probably going to bring him back. He gets to pick. He's a vet. Stone Blanton, who I freaking love. Hopefully you get him back. But, you know, with these younger guys, they're subject to waivers. So if they get claimed, they got to go. The veteran players, Jeff Wilson, you know, Russell Gage, these guys, they get to pick where they go. Young pups, they don't get a choice. So Dallas Flowers, Jeff Wilson, Stone Blanton, Derek Canteen, Sebastian Valdez, that one hurts the most. Jalen Mahoney, William Bradley King, Jalen Graham, Chaz Surratt, Curtis Robinson, another one that I know for sure the 49ers want to bring back. But still got to make room, right? So Chaz Surratt, he's cut. Curtis Robinson cut. Russell Gage cut. Bruce Hector, Nick Sakel, Robbie Chosen, Michael Dunn, Jonathan Garvin, Travis Gibson. A lot of people thought he was going to be making it as well. Another one of those guys that balled out, but the problem was with defensive line, you have so many young guys. You have so many young guys. And so if you're going to keep extras, that's fine. You literally cut your punter to make room for one more. But, yeah, it's hard because Travis Gibson played awesome. Isaiah Hodgins gone, Fabian Monroe, Thomas Morstead, your punter, Malik Turner, Junior Bergen, Drake Nugent, Braden Willis. Jake Todd just made it, and Jacob Robinson got put on IR, which means they're keeping him, but he's not IR to return with his broken forearm. Basically, it's just going to be a set year. Red shirt year is kind of the idea whenever you're looking at, you know, Jacob Robinson and what that's supposed to look like. So kind of good news because I didn't think he had the functional play strength to contribute, especially early on outside of special teams. So that is there. That's there. And probably other biggest news, Etur Gross Matos, you know, I tweeted this out a few minutes ago, activated from PUP. Not like Etur Gross Matos, good to go. Well, pump the brakes a little bit. You know, I was at one of the joint practices, and, you know, I'm sitting up there with Raj of RSF Niners, and Etur Gross Matos working out right next to us. Dude looked good. I was watching the whole workout. Planning full speed, both knees. His is a knee issue. It just, man, we both said, dude, if his knee responds, he's ready to go. Well, he wasn't. His knee didn't respond. And this is the same knee that's, you know, caused three issues in the 2 years he's been on the 49ers, Etur Gross Matos. And this is a guy that they paid a lot of money for. Like, they want him to be the NASCAR kick inside guy, probably over Mikael Williams early on. Like, that's how much they covet him. But he is brought off the PUP list. Could have kept him on there. And you can tell the 49ers are being very careful with their IR return spots. Each team gets 8, and the only one that they are pre-designated or pre-whatever is Kevin Givens. They did do it with Jacob Cowan. He just makes the roster, so he is there. And also, Juwan Jennings. Guess what? He made the roster. He's not on IR. He's not on any of those things. Like, he's just going. So I think that that's pretty damn important. So it does seem like, hey, you know, Juwan Jennings is eligible to play. Now, some people put out there, Mayoko put out that he could make the initial 53, then they could put him on IR and not save one of those return spots. And like, gosh, that would be, man, if it's that big of a deal with his calf, that means the 49ers think that he could last even more than a month. That is terrible. Rick right here, KMBR, saying the Robinson suspension is official. Yes, that was breaking news right at the deadline. Like, come on, NFL. Like, 1 minute's notice? Are you freaking kidding me? Like, yeah, maybe the 49ers knew about it before all of us, but come on. DeMarcus Robinson gets suspended for the first three games of the season. That makes everything much more difficult. Much more difficult. Because Ayuk's already out. Now DeMarcus Robinson's out. Jacob Cowing's out. Juwan Jennings, we'll see. A little bit of shred of hope there, but that could be very short-lived. Who's the number two guy? You just cut Russell Gage and Isaiah Hodgins. The only wide receivers that you kept on your roster, Ricky Pearsall, Sky Moore, Jordan Watkins, who just started practicing, and then Juwan Jennings. That's it. That's four. So I would be willing to bet, I'm a betting man, Russell Gage will be signed to the practice squad and elevated week one, and probably going to be your starting wide receiver. I think your two starting wide receivers week one are going to be Ricky Pearsall and Russell Gage. Those are your two guys. And, you know, it's funny, Warren Sharp put out a statistic, most 11 personnel, one back, one tight end, which means three wide receiver set through the preseason. Shocker to nobody, the dead last team was the 49ers around 20%. They have not done 11 personnel. They're not going to do 11 personnel. So you're only going to have one to two wide receivers out there for the first 3 weeks. It's going to be two tight end sets. It's going to be two back sets. It's going to be two tight end and two back sets. So you really only need two, but you got to rotate. And if somebody gets banged up in a game, you got to have backups. But right now, Ricky Pearsall, Sky Moore, Jordan Watkins, Juwan Jennings, that's it. Jacob Cowing, but he ain't playing for the first month.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. I mean, it's just now the flip side of this, there are a lot of wide receivers that no longer have homes that you could claim. And we'll go through this at a substantial pace. And I want to make sure I get to a lot of questions, guys. I'm sorry. The chat was bumping before we went live, and there's about 400 comments on there. There's no way I'm going to be able to go through those on a live show. I need freaking help here. But if you have a pertinent question that you want to go ahead and re-enter that into the live chat, tag, put at John, and then ask your question. I'll start starring those now, but I had to scroll down to get caught up. So I apologize for that. Not that your time's not important, not that your question's not important. There's no way in hell I'm going to be able to go through those, and I apologize. But these are the wide receivers that have been cut and or released that I think show interest in a fit for the 49ers. Not saying the 49ers should claim these guys. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that it should pique their interest. Rakeem Jarrett, Niners met with him. Malachi Corley, 49ers met with him multiple times, former third-round pick. Trey Palmer, probably one of the top of my list guys because young, experienced, played, you know, all three wide receiver positions. Like, he could fit. KJ Osborne, another one of those guys that could step in and play week one, week two. Tate Martin, more of a practice squad back at the end roster guy, but he's been through the 49ers system two out of the last 3 years and a quality special teamer. Does play outside, kind of fits that mold. But LaVisca Chenault, your returner, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling, like, lot of experience. He can play outside. He can stretch the field vertical. So there are wide receiver options out there that you could go get. But you need you need something. You're not going into week one with four wide receivers. And again, Jacob Cowan's hurt. So you really only got three. And if Juwan Jennings is also hurt, now you're down to 2.5 if you count Jordan Watkins. Russell Gage, 3.5. Like, you got to get some stuff done. You got to get some stuff done. You just have to. So that's kind of where we're at the wide receiver room. It's a major red flag currently. We knew it was going to be that. You had the trade for, what's it called? Sky Moore. That's great. He's already in the system. He's kind of already figuring some stuff out. He's going to be your kickoff return, punt returner. That's solidified now. But he's going to have to play wide receiver as well. He's going to have to get some snaps. He's going to have to. Now, just because we're recording where we are does not mean that everything is final. Trades can still happen. More, claims and all that stuff. All that stuff takes place in 24 hours. So we'll find out 1 p.m. tomorrow if the 49ers have claimed anybody or signed anybody, which would subsequently mean you got to release somebody else, right? Those are right there. And so that's kind of where we are right here. Ben says, Jacob Cowan reportedly working on the side yesterday. No, with that hamstring, yeah, he ain't playing, man. I hate to say that. He is not playing. But yeah, now, this question, with DeMarcus Robinson suspended, does he take a roster spot? He does not. IR does not take a roster spot. NFI does not take a roster spot. PUP does not take a roster spot. So Brandon Ayuk, Malik Mustafa, both on PUP, don't count. DeMarcus Robinson suspended, doesn't count. Not on your 53. Now, once the suspension is lifted, right after week three of the Arizona Cardinals, here's what sucks. He misses two division games. That's what pisses me off the most. 49ers are hurting at their worst, the wide receiver room all year. Insult to injury right there, right? But whatever. He did it. there ain't no question about that. Deserves to be suspended. Call a damn Uber, man. Don't be an idiot. This goes for everybody. Man, dude, call an Uber. Call an Uber. And I'm talking to myself too. Do not drive. But he did. It's what it is. But whenever those 3 weeks are over and right after the Cardinals game week three, then you have to make room for him. So then he counts. So you have to cut somebody or waive somebody to bring him on or trade somebody. It's just the way it's going to be. That's just the way that it goes. Jake Moody made it. I don't know what you want me to say. I knew that was going to happen. Yeah, it breaks my heart, pisses me off, but it's going to happen. It was going to happen. I don't know what to say. Right here, 40-hour faithful. Best news is Robert Saleh will be navigating these young studs. We will be fine. There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them. And so the fact that, man, that Sebastian Valdez hurts. Yeah, that's going to be rough to get over. But it's not like, that defensive tackle room is as green as can possibly be. You only have one vet, and that's Jordan Elliott. Khalil Davis Young. CJ West Young, you've got obviously Alfred Collins Young, Evan Anderson Young, everybody's young in that room. So like, I get like, man, do we need another super young green guy? Yeah, that's what they went with. So right here, Lando, who won the linebacker four spot? So Fred Warner 1, D Winters 2, those are concrete. The 3-4 matchup is between Tatum Bethune and Luke Gifford. I think it's going to be Luke Gifford week one. I think Tatum Bethune will eventually get that shot. And then Nick Martin's behind them all. He's kind of that linebacker 5. But it's a Tatum Bethune, Luke Gifford fight. And that's kind of where that is. That's what it looks like. Kittle me this. John, do you think about claiming Colton Strange off waivers? Yeah, you need guards. You need linemen. And so, again, if we're looking at just the guard room, the interior offensive line, Jake Brindle, Dominique Pooney, Connor Colby, Ben Bartsch, Drew Moss, and Matt Hennessy. Matt Hennessy did not get cut either. So I do like that they chose Matt Hennessy over You got to have a backup center. And that was kind of the problem with keeping Moss is, man, you got to suit up a backup center. Jake Brendel probably his best trait is durability. But you've got to have somebody. Drew Moss hasn't taken snaps for the 49ers at all. You know, Connor Colby hasn't. Dominic Pooney has. Like, you have to have somebody. Well, they do. Matt Hennessy, they kept him. So because of that, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 6 interior linemen. That's a lot. That's a lot of linemen. So if you're going to claim Colton Strange, who doesn't take snaps either, you're going to cut Drew Moss? No. You're going to cut Connor Colby? No. You're going to cut Ben Bartsch? No. Pooney? No. So I'm not saying that they shouldn't, and Colton Strange, like, I'd be interested, but not over any of those guys. You already have the youth upside with 3, Connor Colby, Drew Moss, and Dominic Pooney. So I don't think that you're adding any of those guys. Now, Jared Kingston got cut too. That was our big issue last year, right? So now he's back out there, but you've got the young pups at guard that you've been working with. Now, offensive tackle, different story. You kept Austin Pleasance. You kept Spencer Perford. You got 4. You have 10 offensive linemen. Some teams only keep 8. A few teams keep 9. I don't know if anybody keeps 10. Niners have all the bodies right now at offensive line. You got 4 tackles. That's rare. You got 6 interior guys. That's rare. You got 10. So if you bring somebody in, you got to say goodbye to somebody. How do you balance that? Yeah, that's the difficult part there. Now, I'm going to go with, I have 4 offensive tackles that I am interested in. I'm going to give you their names next. We're going to keep going through this roster. Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. So this season, stop celebrating like it's 2009 and start betting like it's 2025. Whether you're hammering spreads, chasing the lines, riding money shot parlays, my favorite, teasers are my favorite bet ever. And like, I just tell people this all the time. You're betting with the odds and with the house instead of against it. Check out teasers if you haven't done it. It's our specialty, and it's where we make most of our money. But MyBookie is your one-stop sportsbook and casino in one. So one account, one wallet. You bet football all weekend, then you want to play slots. You want to play blackjack. It's all. You don't have to switch apps, no jumping platforms, just straight-up action. And if you're new to MyBookie, man, they've got a new huge promo. Use our code 49ers, 49ERS, on your first bet, up to $500, it's fully covered. So you make your play. If it doesn't hit, you get it right back with a bet back bonus. No stress. And it comes with just a one-time rollover on return bet. So you're free to reload and keep firing. If you don't know about reloads, ask them their customer service. Trust me, that is there. But again, a one-time rollover, that is huge. So sign up at mybookie.ag. Code 49ers, 49ERS, claim your bet back bonus. Make this football season the one where bragging rights come with a bankroll. My bookies, where bettors win together, because bragging's good, but cashing in is better. So, again, law of all, like, who are the guys out there on the waiver wire that interest me? Offensive tackle is important. I was kind of shocked they kept Austin Pleasance. I get that, you know, they're trying to say, hey, we're not doing a backup swing tackle. We're doing a backup left tackle, backup right tackle. That's just what they're going to do. Austin Pleasance, to me, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't think he's a great scheme fit, but the Niners like him a lot. Offensive tackle is a place I'd go. Leroy Watson, who is with the Niners for 3 seasons, converted tight end. You know, I really, really like him. He's available. Holland Pierce, the rookie. I know Larry Kruger's big on him. Logan Brown. That was one of the big draft guys that I loved. He was Dominic Pooney's teammate at Kansas. I would love that one. And offensive tackle, Essa Pole. Pole, I believe is how it's pronounced. Dude's been great. His preseason was great. I think that those are 4 big names in the offensive tackle room that, yeah, probably you could address there big time. Victoria Morgan, what's up, sis? Cannot wait to be with you. I just want to say nothing but love. For you and your family, and shout out to Heather, the strongest person I know, and just want to say, like, our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. Don't want to share too much, but you guys are the best of us, the Morgan family. Thanks for the super chat. She says, I'm pretty bummed about Curtis Robinson. Now, Curtis Robinson was cut. He's kind of the man, you just feel that dude's presence in the stadium. You just feel it on special teams, even whenever he's out there with the threes and fours, whatever else. Like, he is a momentum factor. Walter Payton, Man of the Year nominee. You remember he got offered a position, I think it was the Titans, like 3 years ago. He was on the 49ers practice squad. The Titans tried to claim him, and he said, no, I don't want to play for you. I want to stay here on the practice squad. Like, he is going to be a coach for a very long time. Like, he is a part of this foundation family. I can say with almost certainty that Curtis Robinson is going to be brought back to the practice squad. And, you know, we'll be talking a lot about that tomorrow once the practice squad starts to evolve. But yeah, whenever I saw Curtis Robinson's name, I was a little set back. You know, we had our Zoom hangout Sunday night with the Brain Trust over from the 49ersrush.com. And again, like, if you haven't joined us over there, come on, man. The 49ersrush.com. We got our 7-day free trial, all that stuff. We post all of our bets, every single offense, defense, special teams breakdown, Zoom hangouts, you name it. All of that is there and on our Patreon. Links to the description of this video. We did amazing. We had, let's see, one, two, three. We got five. Whenever we made our 53-man roster, we had five discrepancies. That's it. One of them was Curtis Robinson. I thought that they would have kept him. They did not, but he has the choice to come back. So I was kind of bummed about that one too, but man, the 49ers are so stacked at that linebacker position that, you know what, I think they'll be able to get him back, and I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to be okay. Thomas, John, that wideout room doesn't inspire confidence. No, it does not. I would argue this. It is the worst wide receiver room in the NFL for week one, right? Now, the difference is it's not going to stay that bad. Once you get DeMarcus Robinson back, once Jacob Cowan gets healthy, if we'll have to see what that looks like. Once Brandon Ayuk comes back, once Juwan Jennings can actually practice and play. Now you're talking about, okay, this is a top 10 wide receiver room in the NFL. Week one, I don't give a damn how good Ricky Pearsall is, and he's looked phenomenal. Ricky Pearsall, Russell Gage, Jordan Watkins, are you Sky Moore? No, that's the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. Week one. It's the worst. It's the worst. I'm thinking about Parks and Rec. The worst. Like, it's that bad. I'm not trying to be like clickbaity, whatever else. But Ricky Pearsall, Russell Gage, and Russell Gage ain't even on the roster right now. Jordan Watkins, who hasn't practiced in a month. Sky Moore joined the team 2 days ago. Ah, it's the worst, man. And I'm going to keep saying this. You know, fantasy week one, CMC, Kittle, Ricky Pearsall. That's it. All the touches are going to those three guys. That's it. there is nothing else that is going to take place. Like, it's just those three guys. Yeah, Jorn. What's up, Jorn? Yeah, wide receiver room, red flag. 100%. Yeah, Maria. DeMarcus Robinson is suspended and Rashee Rice still chilling. Yep, that is factually correct. The Chiefs know how to manipulate the law system because all of Andy Reid's players, the worst in the world. Maybe not all of them, almost every single one of them. Literally, this is Andy Reid's staple. This is a Brett Veach staple. They love to target people that, you know, are violators, women and children laws, whatever else. They know how to maneuver around that. Niners typically stay away from that. And, you know, you look at kind of what happened with DeMarcus Robinson. That happened when he was with the Rams, but the legal proceedings had to play out, all that kind of stuff. Ah, yeah. Anyway, it's what it is. Cam's dad. He says, I see. Oh boy. I'm not the one for this question, Cam's dad, but let's go through it. Isaac Rendo was almost cut today. If I'm going to be honest with you, like, there were conversations. Do we even want to keep this guy? Isaac Rendo has been completely passed over, by the trade. And that trade was a huge indictment on him. And if the trade wasn't an indictment, then again, that preseason game when Isaac Rendo's out there covering punts and kickoffs in the second half of the third preseason game gets hurt and they still force him to play. Like, I think they're saying, like, dude, you got to prove to us you can play. This is somebody with more injuries than games played in his entire college career and NFL career. And yeah, the talent is there. Consistency's not. It is not. And you remember, like, he got benched from kickoff returns last year because he couldn't stop fumbling. Has the worst vision, I would argue, of anybody in the NFL. Definitely on the 49ers. Go back and watch, like, the kickoff returns. Dude runs into the back of zone blockers. Watch him on offense. His biggest plays, predetermined roll holes, inside zone only. So I'm not sure receiver is where he belongs, or fullback, or kickoff return. I'm saying no. I don't want the ball in this guy's hands unless he is receiving out of the backfield or it's inside zone. That is it. That is it. I think he has to learn to be a pro and learn to be what it means to take care of yourself. I don't think he's there yet. I think he's a break glass in case of emergency. I was never on the Isaac Garrido wagon. I didn't like to trade up for him. I didn't like the draft pick. I hated the Jordan Mason trade. But, you know, with where we are now and kind of, you know, adding Brian Robinson, I like it. Sky does have bad hands, but he doesn't have as many fumbles as Isaac Garrido does. And Isaac Garrido got benched after like the fourth or fifth week. That dude had three fumbles in like four or five games at kick returner. So I know some people love him that make content and they swear by him and think he should be a fullback and a wide receiver. And I'm just like, nah. Nope. Austin just got here. Why cut Morstead? This is an opportunity to bring him back. He is the third oldest player in the NFL. And so he gets to pick where he goes. I'm sure the 49ers, again, Kyle Shanahan, there's going to be a rule created that you can't do this anymore. And it's going to be called the Shanahan rule. He does those gentlemen's agreements where he calls them in. Russell Gage, I would probably say Curtis Robinson and Thomas Morstead, where he says, look, we're going to cut you, but we're going to give you a couple. We're going to give you extra $30,000 guaranteed on your deal. We're going to bring you back. So we're going to sign you on our practice squad. We're going to bump you up. We'll redo the contract. We'll kick you a couple thousand your way. This helps us maneuver the roster. That means somebody's probably going to go on IR, or you could just call them up, but it gives you that extra player. It's going to be illegal. The next CBA, there's going to be a rule against this. But until that point, Kyle Shanahan pretty sneaky with these moves. Pretty damn sneaky with those moves. What's up, David Waller? Man, I'd be worried about the Cowboys if I was you. Y'all got to pick up Parsons, not us. That dude ain't even there. Patrick, he says, Russell Gage cut. How? They're about to trade for a wide receiver. They're going to bring him back. He is not subject to waivers. He can sign anywhere he wants to. And so, again, this is one of those Shanahan gentleman agreements. Oscar, any thoughts on bringing in a bandage pickup like Robert Woods was cut by the Steelers today? You need somebody to play week one. He'll block his ass off. He's a wide receiver plus, has been his entire career. He's played in the McVay system, so he's going to have a lot of the terminology. I don't mind it. You know, do you like him more than Russell Gage, Isaiah Hodgins? Because you kind of got those guys. You do have a lot of youth in the wide receiver room. You need immediate impacts. You know, I went through a bunch of wide receivers that I like, but, you know, he doesn't fit the youthful, right? Young and cheap. That's what the Niners are trying to do. He doesn't fit young. You could get him cheap, though. So he does fit that. He does have experience. I think it makes sense. I would not be upset at all. Mosquito Killer, he says, Givens and Jacob Robinson placed on injured reserve, but Givens is already pre-selected to return. So each team gets 8 players off of PUP, IR, NFI. You get 8. One of those spots has already been predetermined for Kevin Givens. One of them already has. So after 4 weeks, Kevin Givens could come back. I don't think he's going to be ready even after 4 weeks. I think it's going to take a little bit more time. But maybe after 2 months, around week 8, around the bye week, you get a little bit of experience brought back to the defensive tackle room. That's huge. But Robinson was not pre-selected. Not. So my and here's kind of one of the, like, caveats, because it seems like he made the 53, then they put him on IR, which means the 49ers are going to open up a spot, but Jacob Robinson's not coming back. Does that make sense? And so you have to determine who's coming back when you set your initial 53. But did Jacob Robinson make the 53, then get put on IR subsequently afterwards? If that's the case, then you might bring him back this year. You might not, but it doesn't end his year like it does all the other guys that you put on IR beforehand. Corey Kiner, you know, all them. So like, yeah, there's got to be some questions. I don't know if the pool reporters are going to catch up to that, but you know, understand how to do that. But we'll kind of see how that conversation takes place. I know there's not a lot of football guys in there or girls in there, but I'm hoping they can ask some of these questions and try to figure it. Usually they do a fairly well job. Some of them do. I hope, hopefully they'll be able to figure that out for us, but we'll see. Man, Evan Anderson played incredible well coming off the injury. I'm very glad that they kept him. I would have kept Evan Anderson over Sebastian Valdez as well. I do wish they would have kept Sebastian Valdez. I do wish they would have kept. I would have kept Sebastian Valdez over Isaac Garrido, Jake Tonjes, Matt Hennessy, Austin Pleasance, Darrell Luter. Like, I would have kept him over a lot of those guys. Jair Brown. I would have kept him over all those guys. They didn't. They're going to try to get him back. They did the same thing with Evan Anderson last year, and Shanahan even talked about it, where he was like, we're hoping we're getting him back. Cut him. We're hoping we're going to get him back. They got him back, and then he was like on record saying, thank God we got him back. Like, as soon as we cut him, I was worried. But, yeah, I mean, you're keeping guys. Nobody was going to claim Jake Tonjes. Nobody was going to claim Jake Tonjes. Nobody's going to claim Austin Pleasance. Nobody was going to claim maybe Darrell Luter Jr., but yeah, but it's where we are. Is it perfect? Am I in love with it? No. Is it bad? I don't think so either. I'll take the one just kind of like, really? You know, my number one regret with what's happened here, Sebastian Valdez, hopefully you get him back. Number two, Dallas Flowers. Outside of that, again, this roster, and again, if you've been with us through our roster countdown series, did all 91, finished that yesterday. Thank God. Man, that was a killer. But it was fun. And, you know, the amount of research that we put in and the team and all the stuff, individual episode for every freaking player. So if there's somebody that made this roster and you're like, who the hell is this? If you want to know more about Evan Anderson or Robert Beal Jr., a good litmus test on people that watch football is Robert Beal Jr. Not great. Consistent as hell. Amazing versus the run. One of the best special teams players we have. So, like, if you want to know about Robert Beal Jr., type in Robert Beal Jr. countdown. Our video will pull up. Watch it. It's going to be, you know, a 10 to 15 minute video. And we're going to tell you why they deserve to make this roster and all these things. Like, Robert Beal Jr. 100% earned this roster. 100% earned this roster. But a lot of people are like, how the hell did he make it? Because they don't watch defensive end play against the run, which is where he excels. The dude is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible against the run and special teams. But it's not sexy. It's not pressures. It's not, you know, any of that stuff. And so that's why people get upset. But I'm telling you right now, the litmus test for, like, do you watch film? And do you watch and understand what the 49ers are trying to do defensively? It's Robert Beal Jr. That dude's awesome. Now, he might end up getting cut tomorrow. Who knows? But he deserved to make this. He deserved to make this. Austin, he says that Morstead tweet is hilarious. Thomas Morstead tweeted out, relax in all capital letters with the hyphens, just like Aaron Rodgers did like 7 years ago when they were like 1-4 or whatever. That is awesome. Shout out to Thomas Morstead. He's got a sense of humor. I like Thomas Morstead. One of my favorite parts of being at the preseason game, I think I was telling this story with our Zoom hangout. Sky Moore, brand new 49ers, with the team for a day before he gets sent out there. He goes out there to return his first punt, right? Well, Thomas Morstead walks out to the numbers and is coaching up Sky Moore, the punt returner. And I mean, this is a, you know, it's on commercial timeout. So like everybody's just kind of chilling, but Thomas Morstead's out there and he's like, look, pointing at the punter. And he's like, dude, he's showing the spin of the ball. And he's like, he's going to kick it right over here. And he's pointing at the away numbers. He's like, so and he's coaching up the kick, the punt returner, Sky Moore. Like, he's out there. And so sure enough, he puts him right where he should be. Fields the punt right where Thomas Morstead would be. Decent return, nothing special. But I'm watching Sky Moore. He runs off the field, right? Change of possession. He goes straight to Thomas Morstead sitting on the bench and like, oh, he's like, yeah, 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 yeah. He's like, man, yeah. Like, he was affirming. Yeah, obviously, I couldn't hear him. They have their helmets on. Yeah, I was in the stands. But like, Thomas Morstead's cool cat, man. I ain't going to lie. Like, how many punters are coaching up a punt returner game day? I know it's preseason. I know it's preseason. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I really, really did. Salvador, how long until we find out what the final 53-man roster looks like? Well, let's go through it. Let's go through it. You kept two quarterbacks, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, but, you know, they came out and Matt Maiocca said they're adding a third quarterback. They're going to add a third quarterback, but it can't be Tanner Mordecai. They had an injury issue with him, and it can't be Carter Bradley. Thank God they had an injury issue with him. So it's going to be somebody new. And, you know, here are the quarterbacks that I think fit. There's more. Hendon Hooker, Bailey Zapp, Shane Buechele, and Easton Stick. I'm telling you right now, I think it's going to be Shane Buechele. I think he's going to be the 49ers third. He is the Kyle Shanahan of Kyle Shanahan quarterbacks. Like, he is just that. Timing, tempo, anticipation, accuracy. He's undersized, doesn't have a strong arm, good decision maker. I think Shane Buechele is going to be added. We'll see. I could be wrong, but I'm telling you right now, that's who I think it's going to be. But that's their quarterbacks. Only two, they're going to add one. Running backs, they got five, if you count Kyle Juszczyk. CMC, Brian Robinson, Jordan James, Isaac Garrido, Kyle Juszczyk. Those are the five that are there. Wide receiver, kind of how you count this is weird. Ricky Pearsall, Sky Moore, Jordan Watkins. Juwan Jennings, is he going to be out there? Is he going to go on IR? Jacob Cowing, is he going to be out there, going to go on? But you got five. But two of those are giant question marks. Tight end, you got three. George Kittle, Luke Farrell, Jake Tonchis. And again, we talked about offensive line. You're keeping the most offensive linemen in the NFL right now. Six interior guys, four offensive tackles. Your six interior guys. Jake Brendel, Dominique Pooney, Connor Colby, Ben Bartsch, Drew Moss, and Matt Hennessy, your backup center. Offensive tackles, Trent Williams, Colton McKittitz, Spencer Burford, Austin Pleasance. One of the ones I did not have making this roster. And again, if I was in charge, which thank God I'm not, I would be swapping Austin Pleasance out for one of those tackles. And I'm not even hesitating on it. Like, Issa Poole, I'd put in for him, Logan Brown, Holland Pierce, Leroy Watson, and there's probably more. Again, not that I'm against Austin Pleasance. I don't think he runs our scheme very well. But that is a major disagreement between me and Chris Forster. I would rely on Chris Forster, any discrepancies there. But in my opinion, I'll tell you right now, that needs to change. I would swap those big time. Now, let's get to the defensive roster right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year. With over 40 events at road games, if you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
And I love this. Brady says, John, you're going to be in Seattle week one, right? Let's party. You know it. We're not missing one road game. We are doing them all. So the 49ers Rush Road Trip, we're going to be at every game except for the Thursday one. That's a short week. And, you know, LA, Niners, that's not a road game in my opinion. We're going to be at every other one. Seattle, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, Houston, New York, Arizona, Cleveland, Indianapolis. We are racking up the miles. And for the Seattle party, not only me, Frank Gore, baby, the Inconvenient Truth is going to be with us Saturday at the press box from 2 to 6 p.m. Autographs, giveaways, trivia, you name it, competitions. Kids always free. Our tailgate's right next to the stadium. We're starting early. We'll do an awesome walk to the stadium. And again, our tailgates are the premium tailgate out there. Unlimited food, unlimited premium drinks. We're not just loading up, you know, Bud Light. Bud Light's your thing. You can do that. No. Premium mixed drinks, you name it, all included just outside the press box, one block from the stadium. And then New Orleans for my birthday. Gosh, I cannot wait. And now we know it's going to be Spencer Rattler. So week two for New Orleans, the 49ers get to play against Spencer Rattler, the gift that keeps on giving. We're going to be on Bourbon Street Saturday at the Bourbon Street Drinkery from 2 to 6 p.m. on Bourbon Street. It's going to be incredible. Renting out both floors of this venue. We're going to have a blast. And then our tailgate, man, we got a seafood station. My birthday is that Sunday, the 14th. So come party with us in New Orleans. Are you kidding me? And again, on the TickPick app, make sure you use promo code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S. And guess what? You get $10 off your first order. So there we go. That's where that is. Kids are always free with a ticketed adult to every event we have and will ever do. That is important to me. Anyway, so that's there. Invader, Long Island's is all I drink. Included. Not well Long Island's either. Let's go, baby. We have a good time. Now, let's talk defense. The defensive tackle room. Now, again, one of your IR to return spots, you're already down seven because Kevin Givens is going to be joining late. You kept five, okay? Alfred Collins, CJ West, Kalia Davis, Jordan Elliott, Evan Anderson. Not in a particular order, but those five. Did not keep Sebastian Valdez, but again, Alfred Collins, young. CJ West, young. Kalia Davis, young. Evan Anderson, young. You got four out of five young pups already in that room. That's the only way I can make sense of what's going on with Sebastian Valdez. That's it. That is it. Oh, look at this. We got Alex in the house. He is the Seattle Niners faithful chapter. Cannot wait to party with you guys. Salty is going to be giving out free hugs at the press box. Don't mix it. Yeah, Uncle Salty's the best, man. He always wins trivia. I'm going to cap you to one this year, my friend, because he watches the show. But he knows a lot about the Niners. It's what it is. I love it. Now, you're keeping five defensive tackles with one to return, so it's kind of six there, and then five defensive ends. Nick Bosa, Bryce Huff, Mikael Williams, Sam O, Robert Beal Jr. And again, Robert Beal Jr. is not a stud, but he is a foundational piece, stopping the run, young, cheap, quality special teamer. These are the type of guys. Now, if you want to add defensive tackles, I think you start with Sebastian Valdez. You get him back. But then you look at, man, Cleveland Farrell got cut. Isaiah Foskey got cut. A lot of people liked him out of Notre Dame. Like, those are a couple possibilities. Cleveland Farrell's with us for a while and started for the Niners. But a little long in the tooth. It's been a while. Do you stay with the youthful upside? If you do bring him in, who are you cutting? Would you take Cleveland Farrell, who's going to cost more money and is older, over Robert Beal Jr.? I'm not sure you would. Maybe the Niners do, but Sebastian Valdez has to be a part of that kind of, you know, step up. Right here, Kalia Davis was part of the terrible run D last year. He's a good pass rusher. He's been real consistent through camp. And again, he was young coming off another injury. He's been great through camp, Kalia Davis has been. He's been great in preseason. He's been the most consistent defensive tackle on this roster currently. But, again, young, not a lot of track record. And, yeah, it was bad last year. It was. You are correct. I've got to move my, Iter Gross Matos there. So, yeah, you have six defensive ends. I had him on my IR spot, but they brought him back. So Bosa, Bryce Huff, Mikael Williams, Sam O, Robert Beal, Iter Gross Matos. And that kind of helps your defensive tackle room too, because I've seen the 49ers put, you know, Mikael Williams inside to rush the passer. I've seen them put Sam O inside to rush the passer, and I've seen them put Iter Gross Matos inside to rush the passer. So even though you only have five defensive tackles, you're kind of helping that room, because with these extra defensive ends, guess what? They're jumping inside to blitz in that NASCAR package. So that's there too. Yeah, Jordan Elliott is there, but he is not consistent. But I do expect the two starting defensive tackles week one to be Kalia Davis and Jordan Elliott. I think those are your two starters. I'm not the biggest Elliott guy, but take that for what it is. Linebackers, we got five of them. Fred Warner, D. Winters, Tatum Bethune, Nick Martin, Luke Gifford. I do expect Luke Gifford to hold down that number three spot. or a special team spot, but they love Luke Gifford. That dude's awareness off the chart. He knows every single play. Is he going to start at that number three or is Tatum Bethune? We'll see how that plays out. But let's see here. Cornerbacks, you've got Demo, Renardo Green, Upton Stout, Chase Lucas, my guy, Ciaran Neal, who's more of a special teams play, and Darrell Luter Jr. So you got six there. Dallas Flowers didn't make it. I would 100% swap out Dallas Flowers for Luter, but that's just me. Doesn't mean I'm right. That's just my own personal opinion. Niners disagreed with me. Safeties, Jason Pinnick, Marquis Siegel, Richie Grant, Jair Brown. So you got four of those bad boys with Malik Mustafa on PUP. And then you've only got two specialists because Morstead didn't make it. But like we said earlier, he already tweeted out. Guess what? Relax. He's coming back. He's going to be there. So one of those gentlemen's agreements between Kyle Shanahan. So I fully expect week one, Russell Gage. You get to elevate two players from the practice squad. And I think kind of the plan right now is Thomas Morstead and Russell Gage would be those two elevations. Now, maybe you put, the wide receiver Jacob Cowan on IR after this, then put, you know, one of those players on the active roster, and then you can promote other players. But you get to promote two. And right now, Russell Gage and Thomas Morstead, again, are not subject to waivers. They get to decide which teams they sign with, and Shanahan already has this deal worked out. I promise you. That's just kind of what it is. And again, Matt Maiocco just put out Kevin Givens was placed on IR, designated for return. Jacob Robinson was placed on season-ending IR, okay? That was one of the things I was worried about. With his fractured forearm, he will be back to compete for a job next year. Jacob Cowan is on the initial 53, but could be heading to IR soon. That's what I just said. I just said that. Now, why would you put Jacob Cowan on the roster, then IR? Because you're not sure he's going to come back. That's why. You might not need him back this year. So if you pre-designated him to return, then you're down to just six spots, right? You already used two. Kevin Givens gets one. This means, hey, Jacob Cowan comes back, cool, but we're not already using one of our eight spots. So we'll just let him get better with his hamstring, which he hurt twice on air. Ugh. Anyway, we're not dependent on him and his soft tissue injury. If he gets it worked out, because here's the thing, you can work him out on the side, which is what he needed to do even longer. And we'll see what it is. But yeah, Jacob Robinson's done for this year. Probably best thing for him. You know, we had him on here. Go watch the Jacob Robinson interview. He's an awesome kid. I liked him a lot. Functional strength is not there. The NFL body's not there. So now with the broken forearm, guess what? You can do all lower body. You can do all core. You can do a lot of different stuff. And that arm's going to be ready to go soon. Like, he's going to be able to add weight, sit in the room, learn, watch film, be on the side. Like, it's ideal for Jacob Robinson, if I want to be very honest with you. Because the upside's there. He's cat-like. They played him inside, outside. I really like Jacob Robinson. But now, ooh, man, I love it. Ron, John, why don't 53-man roster, how come they can't dress for every game? So, yeah, you have to, there's five, so it goes down to the 47. Because 48, you only dress 48. So you have five inactives and you can call two up from the practice squad. Them's the rules. So we call it the 53, but really it's 50 players get a dress each week. That's pretty much about it. And so there's going to be five inactives for whatever reason, whether they're healthy scratches, dealing with injuries, whatever. You just have too much depth at the position. That's just the way the CBA is. It's I didn't make it. But them's the rules. Yeah, Austin Pleasance, you share the name. Austin Pleasance did make it. Unfortunately, I'm happy for him. He played hard. I just don't think he's a very good fit. We'll have to see what that looks like. Now, let's talk about a couple other players that are out there on the cut, on the waiver wire, that I think the 49ers should be interested in. Cody Schrader, 1,000%. I would take Cody Schrader right now, head up over Isaac Garrido, and it's not even close for me. Again, I am a sicko that has watched every single preseason game start to finish. And now I do have two TVs and I cheat a little bit, but I do go through the actual game tape of all freaking 16 preseason games all 3 weeks. I know it's a problem. It's a problem. Cody Schrader, I'm taking him over Isaac Grando right now. I would put in a claim swap straight up. That's just me. I know I'm low on Grando than everybody else, but here are some of the players. And I know I went over some of these positions. Let's just go through top to bottom. I got about 20 names here. Quarterback, Hendon Hooker, Bailey Zappe, Sane Bushel. I'm telling you, he's going to be a Niner. And Easton Stick. I think those are all fits. Running back, Marcus Yarns. I really liked him. Cody Schrader, Damian Martinez. All three of those guys I like. And I would definitely get one on the practice squad. But if you can't, hey, we're going to force you to be on our team. We're going to call you up. Cornerback, Mike Hilton, career-long nickel. I would love him on this team, but he's already got to work out with the Colts. Lou Anarumo, who used to coach him, seems like he's already kind of gone. Kobe Bryant from Kansas, you remember him? Niners met with him like 3 or 4 times. They love this guy. He got released. Offensive line, Jared Kingston, we talked about. Offensive tackles, Leroy Watson, Holland Pierce, Logan Brown, Essipool. Essipool might be my number one claim. Wide receivers, I know these are in random order, but I've been tracking all day. Rakeem Jarrett, Malachi Corley, Trey Palmer, KJ Osborne. I really want KJ Osborne. Stud special teamer. Yeah, I want KJ Osborne. Tay Martin, LaVisca Chenault Jr., Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Tight ends, Josh Wile. One of my draft, you know, the Rush Crush guys out of Cincinnati. I really like Josh Wile. Jelani Woods, Greg Dulcich, all three of those. Jelani Woods doesn't really fit what we do, but I do like him. Defensive ends, Isaiah Foskey, Cleveland Farrell. Linebacker, Chris Paul Jr. Remember him at Ole Miss as Matt Barrel's like favorite player? Niners met with him, I think, 5 times. And then kicker, Lenny Krieg, who hit a 57-yarder in the preseason. I'd probably keep – you've gone through what you've gone through with Jake Moody. I think you keep him right now and you give him a try. And if he sucks and continues to do what he's always done, then you move on. But, yeah, it's there. It's there. So Kyle, hopefully that answers your questions of the guys I like.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush.
That's what I want. Yeah, it says, wait, I'm not alone in the cut Grando camp. Nope. Running backs that can't stay healthy, have no vision, and fumble, I don't know what to do with them. And I got a lot of hate for my Grando takes. And I don't want to be right. I want to be wrong. You guys know this about me. I love being wrong when I have a negative take on a player. I really, really do. And I hope I'm wrong on Terrell Luter Jr. Who are the guys that I hope I'm wrong on? Jacob Cowing. I hope I'm wrong on Isaac Grando. I hope I'm wrong on Jake Tonjes. I hope I'm wrong on Austin Pleasants. I hope I'm wrong on those guys. I hope I'm wrong on Jair Brown. Like, those are guys that if John Chapman was in charge of any decision-making, they would no longer be around. They're not my guys. And no, Corey Kiner cannot make the practice squad because he was put on IR, then released, which means he cannot play for the 49ers this year under any situation. My guess is they will release him on an injury settlement and he'll sign with another team. When a player goes on IR before the cutdown date, like Corey Kiner, like Tanner Mordecai, like Isaiah Prince, like so many different guys, they can no longer play for the 49ers this season. They cannot. Now, if nobody claims him, and if the 49ers don't release him on an injury settlement, then his contract tolls and he's with us next year. But that's probably not going to happen. He'll be released and you're hoping you can get him back in the future. That's the way it goes. Right here, John says, looking at the Niners depth chart, I don't see Brian Robinson. I'm sure he made it, though. Yes, he did. He did. He did. He did. JG1, what about trading for a decent wide receiver like Jakobi Meyers from the Raiders? Yeah, I would love that. But younger and cheaper. The funny thing is, somebody put out that a team inquired about Jakobi Meyers, but the only way that they would trade for him is if the Raiders took a substantial portion of his salary, in which the Raiders said, no, one, we don't want to move him. Two, even if we did, we would not take any of his salary, which that was the 49ers. I don't know how to bet that was the 49ers. The fact that the 49ers were interested in Amari Cooper and the dude signed for just over $3 million, but the 49ers lost out on that bid. Like, whenever I say younger, cheaper, I'm not making it up. Shanahan was on with Albert Breer and literally said, we got no money in the future. Like, they're not spending. They are pennies on the dollar franchise this year because of all the future things. Like, that Brandon Ayuk contract, that Rock Purdy contract, Trent Williams, Bosa, Kittle. Like, those reasons are why you cannot spend right now. Yeah, you got $40 million in cap space now, but they're trying to roll that forward. And they have said this. Jed York said it. John Lynch has said it. Kyle Shanahan said it. It's not me poking fun. A little bit it is. It's they don't have it. And literally the only trade that you could do is with Brian Robinson. They had to take money. They had to take $3.4 million part of that salary. And then you call and you're like, dude, you lost out on Amari Cooper. You were interested. It was a $3 million contract. It was $3 million. You got outbid. I'm kind of thankful. I didn't want to sign Amari Cooper personally. Anyway, I'm staying away from that one. But whatever. Oh, Jamichael Hasty. What's up, man? Bring him back, baby. Bring him back, baby. Yeah, so yeah, even if you got Jakobi Meyers to trade and he wants a new deal, like, Niners ain't giving him a new deal. There's no way. There's no way. Lynch is pulling out the coupons. He sure is, man. There is no doubt about that. The coupons are out shopping. But the 49ers roster is good. It's not a bad roster. There are issues. There is no doubt that there are issues on this roster. Wide receiver is a major red flag. We talked about it. Major. The offensive line has issues, but I love the fact that you're keeping 10. Man, yeah, you've got issues at guard, especially with Ben Bartsch injured and, you know, Dominic Pooney injured, but you've got bodies. You've got bodies. Connor Colby, Drew Moss, Matt Hennessy, you're too deep on the entire offensive line. You've got two left tackles, two left guards, two centers, two right guards, two right tackles. Now, you could question the legitimacy of those players and the quality of those players, but you do have bodies, and you do have guys that are relative scheme fits. I don't know about Austin Pleasants, but again, my number one move would be for one of those tackles. That would be my number one move. Number one move. And then you got youth everywhere. Youngest defensive tackle room in the NFL. You probably got the youngest cornerback room in the NFL. Like, you've got youth, and you've got not one, but two division games to start your season in weeks 1 and 3. You got to hit the ground running. You got to show up ready to go. You got to show up ready to go. Cam's dead. John, if you were the Niners owner, that is a dream job. Before the trade deadline, you look like a good bet for a division winner. Would you use some of the money to nail a Super Bowl appearance at home? Man, I don't think that way. Like, yeah, I'm all for improving the roster if you think you make a playoff run. Like, I don't think that there is a guaranteed Super Bowl. And, like, a lot of people bring up the Rams and, you know, the Matthew Stafford trade and, you know, trading for Von Miller. Dude, that wasn't a guarantee. They literally won the Super Bowl because of a bullshit pass interference call late in the fourth quarter that made no sense whatsoever. They had no business winning that. They did, and congrats to them, whatever. But, like, even the example that everybody's like, oh, well, you know, the Rams pushed in all their chips and guaranteed a Super Bowl. No, they did not. They almost lost three times throughout the playoffs and should have lost the Super Bowl. So, like, I do not believe, like, hey, we're going all in. Like, I don't buy that too much. And this roster, 100% I do not. But I am fine with the 49ers being buyers, but you have to be careful. The 49ers were buyers before the 53-man roster day, right? Well, what did they buy? You bought Sky Moore for pennies on the dollar on a rookie contract, and you bought Brian Robinson for pennies on the dollar on a rookie contract that you couldn't even pay the entire rookie contract for. So I think that you could see a lot more of that, where there are teams that are sellers at the trade deadline for players that they're not going to be able to bring back, right? I think those deals are out there. But I do not see the 49ers now, nor at the trade deadline, taking on large contracts. I do not see that. I see more of the same, younger, cheaper, getting guys at a cost-benefit analysis that's not going to jeopardize your future, even if the 49ers are 7-2 or 6-4 or 8-1 or whatever. Like, I don't think that that matters because they're so up against the cap for the future years. You got to roll forward that $40 million. So if you knock off $5 million, it's going to be more of those, hey, can you take on some of this contract? If you can, we'll give you a we'll give you draft capital, but you've got to give some of this contract. You've got to. David Gill, the man. Is Moody still a Niner? He is. It is. Dude, I maybe I went too hard on the Isaac Grindo, whatever. But he's on this team. So maybe he can learn. Maybe he can prove to be consistent, and we can get those things done. That's the hope. That's the key. So the 49ers roster initially set. It's the initial. There's going to be lots of changes in the next 24 hours. I fully expect Jacob Cowing to be added to the injured reserve. I think Thomas Morstead comes back. I expect Russell Gage to be signed to the practice squad. I just believe those things. And so we'll have to see how that goes. But a lot of positive. You went with Drew Moss over Nick Sekel. That was awesome. I freaking love that. That makes me so freaking pumped. That's my favorite move that the 49ers did. I really, really do. Yeah, right here. Big brick. If I could do this, grab Esipol, release Austin Pleasance. Done, done, done. And if you can't get Esipol because he gets claimed, then I'm putting in for Logan Brown, Leroy Watson, Holland Pierce, and probably more. But those are the names right off the top. That's what I'm doing. So this has been fun. I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys are the absolute best. And so as these transactions happen, we go live here every day. I noticed that there's a lot of people watching right now. We appreciate you. Thank you, guys. If you like what we do, subscribe. And again, you know, we go live for free every single day. We do have the 49ers Rush where we break down all the films, Zoom hangouts. We put every single one of our bets, which now that we have our 53-man roster, I'm going to get ready for our season-long bets over the next week and a half. So all those get posted. Zoom hangouts, you name it. Go sign up at the 49ersrush.com. It's in the link in the description of this video or our Patreon. It's the same content. I just run and own the 49ersrush.com. So we get the full chunk of that, whereas Patreon takes a chunk. That's okay. I don't mind other people getting paid. But if you like what we do and you want to support us, that's the way to do it. That's going to do it for us today. You guys are the best of the best. We got our 53, baby. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.